chip. Stay bearded, stay villain. It's BV. It's BV. Hello and welcome to episode 48. That's right, 48 of The Heart of a Villain, the podcast and live stream devoted to the bearded villains worldwide brotherhood and the lives they are changing all over the world. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. It is a great Friday. It's a rather somber Friday around the world, or at least around the country right now, but it is indeed a great Friday because we are here. And we are here to talk about some of the cool things that we as villains are doing. It is September 11th, so of course I would be remiss if I did not speak to that for a few minutes coming up. But first, I want to say thank you and welcome. Welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Episode 48. We're going to hit that 50 mark. Wow, before we know it, it's coming up very quickly. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. If you are here because you enjoy beards, bearded men, all things beard related. And we're going to be talking about some cool stuff tonight. The Bearded Villains of Missouri will be celebrating their 2-year anniversary coming up next weekend with a beard competition and some other stuff. We're going to talk for a few minutes about that coming up with not Josh, but Ryan. I'm laughing at myself for saying that. But man, it's so cool. And what's really neat is we're going to talk about him. We're going to be talking to him about this and listening to him talk about how the actual 2-year anniversary event is going to actually occur on the day of their 2-year anniversary. So that doesn't happen too often. So that's something I really enjoy. But yeah, I really love to see that. So such a cool thing to see. And So let's just roll right into this, guys. And I'm going to take it down a notch for just a second here. And I want to mention, obviously, the importance of today's date, September 11th. And boy, I don't know what we can say. Everybody who was alive and aware September 11th, 2001, knows where they were, what they were doing. And myself, it was obviously, as so many people say, it was just another ordinary day in September. And for me, I was at the YMCA doing my normal workout and was just chilling out in the morning on the elliptical, doing my 45-minute cardio session before I would get ready for the day. And up on the TV, broke in on every channel, of course, the news of some sort of an incident happening at the World Trade Center. And so I watched and just absolute astonishment at what was going on. So I immediately cut my workout short. I knew my wife was home with our recently infant, a relatively newborn daughter, getting ready for her day as well. So living only about 5 minutes away from the Y, I ran home. Well, I didn't run home. Got in a car, got home quickly, and brought it to her attention. I said, "You see what's going on?" And we just watched in stunned silence for the next several minutes as just the horrific scene. A second plane hits, and then eventually both towers came down. We watched the news of the Pentagon being hit, and we watched as one of the planes went down in rural Pennsylvania as well. Such a horrific day, and that day is frozen, I think, for most people that were alive at that time. I've been told from people that were alive to witness the events of 9/11. And that were also alive to witness the Kennedy assassination, that it was very similar in nature in the way that they remembered it and how it just, it's a frozen moment in time. And such a horrible, horrible event. And It's just, it's one of those things where you remember where you were, you remember what you felt like. And what's, for me, I think one of the ways that I deal with this day, because although I was not there physically, many people in my line of work were. And so watching on in silence, just knowing, you know, had I worked for that department, I would be there. And it was just a very surreal day. But one of the things that I find myself doing on days every year on 9/11 is watching the news clips, watching the History Channel, watching the special stories that they've put together, talking about over the years. And now, you know, 19 years later. And whereas some people might question, why do you want to relive that? Why do you want to watch that? My reasoning behind that is I think it's important that we remember every detail. I think it's important that we remember all of it. And as stunning as it is, as terrible as it is, I feel a need to honor those that were lost that day by never forgetting and by watching. We all collect patches, and there's four patches that I have in remembrance of that day that are some of my more prized possessions that were made to honor the heroes of that day. This one here is a fire helmet with the number 343 on it, the number of firefighters lost that day. Then just some memorial patches that were made on that day. World Trade Center. So then there's a 10-year anniversary patch as well. You know, when moments like that happen and they're frozen in time, one of the other things that I did, my wife and I had plans to go away for the weekend. And so I went out and picked up, knowing that this was a historical day, I went out and picked up every possible copy of the different publications that were out the next day. U.S. News World Report. There were a few different versions of this one out. The Day That Changed America, that was made by one of the publication companies. The Time Magazine Special Edition, One Nation Indivisible, with the with President Bush on the standing on the rubble. The other Time magazines and Newsweeks. We've all seen these images, and they are going to live with us forever. And I think it's extremely important that we make sure that we never forget. And not just say never forget, but we have to remember. And I think that's a different. There's a difference there. It's important to say we never forget, but it's more important to say that we remember. Because I think saying you never forget simply implies that you remember that an event happened. But we need to remember the specifics of that day. We need to remember what happened. And the truth of it is that what happened was that our country was attacked. And as a result of that, 2,977 souls died that day. Over 6,000 were injured. Most of them were civilians. There were 343 firefighters, 71 law enforcement officers, 55 military personnel killed that day. One of the least thought about issues that has come about over the years, over these last 19 years, something to think about for us is that in the following years, 1,140 people who worked, lived, or studied in Lower Manhattan at the time of the attacks have been diagnosed with some sort of cancer resulting from exposure to toxins at Ground Zero. 1,140. More than 1,400 9/11 rescue workers who responded to the scene in the days and months after the attack have died with complications. Think about that for a second. You know, it's a blessing in disguise, I say, because my own personal story was that as a law enforcement officer working at the time, myself and a handful of other officers, we tried very desperately to make arrangements so that we could run over and help everybody. I think that was everybody's instinct, especially those in emergency services. And so I desperately wanted to get over and help. And we went and talked to our chief at that time, and our chief said no. He did not want to risk it. He did not want to lose us. He did not want to give us the time to do so because the situation was still so volatile. And as angry as I was back then, as angry as I was at him, at the situation, at not being able to go, as I said, a blessing in disguise potentially, because so many of our first responders and other people that were working that day helping out have some sort of residual effect health-wise from working Ground Zero that day. So, like I said, it could be a blessing in disguise, but I was angry that day and sad that I was not able to be there to help out my brothers in arms there in law enforcement, firefighting, and other emergency services, as well as the military. I just want to take a quick second here, and this is not done very often, so please bear with me, but the purpose of a podcast oftentimes is to talk and to share information, but because this is 9/11, and because this is my podcast, so I can do this, and I think that all of you guys would bear with me on this, but I would like to have a moment of silence, so that will be dead air here on the podcast for just a moment, in memory of the people and honoring those people that lost their lives on 9/11/2001. Thank you very much. Okay, guys. Kicking this off, I also want to mention just for a second here that we are still in September, and this is Suicide Prevention and Awareness Month. And as we have also been doing, flooding our social media platforms and different things with variations on it's okay not to be okay, or you're not alone, and all of that. I love to see that, and we need to keep that up, but we need to keep that up year-round. So just as a reminder, I want everybody to remember to stay in touch with everybody that you know, especially those that kind of go quiet suddenly for no reason. But we need to stay on top of what our brothers, what our family members, what our friends, what everybody, what they're feeling. But not just this month. This is a good month for a check-in. This is a month to verify that, you know, we're doing it right. But this is something that we need to be doing year-round. So please do so. Check in with your friends, your family, your brothers, and make sure that everybody is doing well during this time. Also want to take a second and mention that I have teased for months now, it seems like, that there is going to be a new patch release coming out, collaboration between myself and the Bearded Villains Central England chapter. And that is true. Unfortunately, it's been delayed because it's taken a bunch of time to get done what needs to be done, make it look the way we want to, and all that good stuff. So I'm hoping that within the next week or two, certainly by the end of this month, because that's important to me, that it comes out, that the sale is available during the month of September. I will be able to show you guys, give you a glimpse of what that's going to be like. Again, 100 patches, 100 patch sets of two. It's going to be a really good thing for two different charities relating to suicide prevention and awareness. So thank you guys so much for indulging me in that. I've told you about the second anniversary coming up here a week from this weekend for the Bearded Villains Missouri Valley chapter. First off, I want to say this weekend right now, I don't know if they're going to be able to hear us because they're out in the middle of nowhere probably, and there's probably no Wi-Fi, no good cell signal, and they're probably too busy to sit there and listen to us. But the Four Corners meet is going on, and those guys are kicking it and loving it and having a good time, I'm sure, spending some quality time, some brotherhood time, camping out, sharing stories. We heard some really good detail about what happens at the Four Corners meet last week, and I know those guys are really enjoying it. So just want to say, give a quick shout out to everybody that's out there at the Four Corners meet. Say hi to you. Hope you have a fun and safe and quality weekend for sure. When knowing that 9/11, that the anniversary, the 19th anniversary of the date was coming up, and my podcast was going to be the 48th episode was coming out, I wanted to ask, and I reached out both on Facebook and I reached out on Instagram, and I asked some of our brothers out there what they remembered, where they were, and what they remembered specifically about that day. And a handful of you guys responded in kind, and I greatly appreciate that. But I wanted to take a second just to kind of highlight some of the things that were told to us, some of the things that our brothers mentioned on Instagram. There were a couple of brothers specifically that I thought said some really neat things, kind of eye-opening and whatnot. So the first of which is our brother Claysta. It's his Instagram handle. I woke up in the morning to my dad telling me to come look at the news. I watched the second tower strike live. I was in 10 year getting ready for school. It was all we talked about for 3 days. One of our buddies here that's live right now, Rob, said, I remember it as clear as the day it happened. Combination of utter disbelief and heartbreaking sadness is not something you forget. You know, one of the things about this is that when we start talking about how big of an issue this was, how big of a tragedy this was, and that it was not just the United States, it was worldwide. These are guys, these are brothers, these are people that are making comments and seeing this stuff from overseas and seeing just the horrific nature of what happened. Moving on, one of our brothers was actually there also working, and I'm sure there may have been others, but Mike, we know him as Mike Giant Superfan. A dark day, I spent way too much time there, and I'm still paying for it. We must never forget, but sadly, a lot already have. If you don't know, Mike was a medic working for the fire department in New York at the time of 9/11. Go out and check him out on Instagram if you have not already seen his post about his experiences that day. I can't even imagine what that was like to see firsthand. And then Jesse Back Alley Rats and Rods said 9/11 was a sad day for everyone in America. But 9/12, we picked ourselves up and stood united and proud to be Americans. Every street was lined with American flags. We were one nation standing together against terror, ready to help our neighbors and support our troops. I wanted to end on that one because it was a very positive message. Yes, 9/11 was terrible, but 9/12, we came back. We're going to have our interview with the captain of the Bearded Villains Missouri Valley chapter. This is really neat because as a self-proclaimed computer nerd and everything else, you're going to love this interview with him. It's neat that they have a fun weekend planned. It's one of the first you know, relatively big events that's come through with this COVID stuff, and they're still on par for having a good event. So check out my interview here right now. Tell us a little bit. You're the BV captain for Missouri Valley, but let's just start with the real simple stuff. What do you do for a living, and what are some of your hobbies that you like to do?
Yeah, so I'm kind of a computer nerd. I'm an application analyst, project manager for a company. We develop web-based HR programs for different company agencies. So hobbies and stuff, volleyball, play sports when I can, enjoy camping and hiking. My wife and I just got back from a trip a little while ago, went to Arizona and Colorado and did a lot of camping for a couple of weeks, which was really fun.
Awesome. Awesome. So you are a self-proclaimed computer nerd, you said.
Yeah.
You're the kind of guy that delves into the deep, deep roots of a computer, and it's like stuff that we just don't understand if we're just messing around with computers, right?
Yeah, I graduated college with a degree in computer programming, but I don't really program anymore. I've had to, you know, kind of work through and reverse engineer some applications and figure out what the best way to work for a newer version or our own instance of that application. So it's been fun to, you know, I've always liked to create and build things, like use my hands, do woodworking and stuff. And so it's fun to see, you know, an application kind of take shape and, you know, come from ideas and paper into a working project.
Yeah. Mad respect to you, dude. Cause when I like to think about, you know, I like to tinker with something, I like to, you know, I used to like to take like my little X-Wing fighter apart when I had that as a toy and look inside and see the little battery compartment. I mean, to actually delve deep into a computer just scares the heck out of me. So mad respect to you for that, man. But I know now who to call if I have computer related issues. I can reach out to you for sure.
Yeah. And that was one thing my buddies warned me about. Careful going into computer stuff, because you'll have to fix everybody's computer.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. You kind of put yourself in the realm of the lists of all the people that people are going to call. Hey, ever had this problem and how do I fix it? Then you end up doing all sorts of free stuff for your friends, or at least being asked to. And then it puts you in the big situation where you have to make the choice. Am I going to be nice about this? Or, okay, well, here's a book. Go online. You can research this and find this on your own.
Right.
That's awesome. Okay. So Captain of Bearded Villains Missouri Valley, and you guys are coming up on, are you just now coming up on your 2 year, or have you passed it? And then this is the event that's coming up is going to just celebrate the 2 year anniversary.
So actually, the 2 year anniversary will be the day of our event. So on the 26th.
Oh, wow. How rare is that?
It just kind of worked out. Yeah. It just kind of worked out that way.
Awesome. Okay. So tell me a little bit about let's just start with your journey. Obviously you said that you, as you told me in another conversation, you actually were the originating captain of the Missouri Valley chapter. So you started somewhere else, but can you talk for a minute about how you found the Bearded Villains and how it's led you to now the captain of the Missouri Valley chapter 2 years in?
Yeah, I really just stumbled upon it. I started growing my beard out, you know, a couple of years ago, just to, you know, as a change, a new phase of my life. So I was like, all right, let's do this and see how it works out. I just started, you know, researching, looking into beard stuff, beard care. And I don't even know how I really stumbled upon it. But then saw the Bearded Villain website and saw their merchandise. And I was like, oh, that seems cool. I want to get some of that. And I was like, wait, that's an actual club. I don't know if I want to buy gear. It's an actual club. And I started looking to see what they were about, and it sounded really cool. The charity and all the brothers around the world. So I started looking into the local Missouri chapter and kind of just started following those guys, and they reached out. And I just showed up to one of their meets in December and then started talking to them and realized, you know, how nice these guys were and how much I had in common with them. And then I really fell into it and, you know, really enjoyed being a part of it.
Awesome. That's so cool. I love hearing the origin story of how people found the Bearded Villains, if they were actually, you know, brought in by a guy or they like, I think yours is just like mine, where you hit a phase in your life where you decided you wanted to change something up a little bit. And, that was kind of with me too. I just started growing my beard and, cause I was finally able to, due to previous work requirements and just in the habit of getting online and learning beard care and beard this, beard that. And so it sounds like very similar path. And you come across, oh, there's this thing called Bearded Villains. But
right.
What was your first event that you went to kind of like? What was that like for you?
It was really like a, you know, family oriented, you know, get together, dinner, break bread. It was, I think it was like beer, the Missouri chapter's anniversary or get together or something like that. And it was open to hopefuls, anybody wanted to join. So there were guys from St. Louis, KC, really all over Missouri. And when I, you know, came in, they really just, you know, handshake, hug, greeted me as a friend. And I just started talking to different people and, you know, just really became friends with all of them.
Awesome. That's cool. So then you were with Missouri you were with Missouri for how long before just kind of normal growth and transition happened? And that kind of led to the beginnings of Missouri Valley. So how long were you with them before things just changed up for you?
I think I came in like the end of March, and then, it was in the summertime around July or August is when the discussion kind of came up to, wanting to expand Missouri and have another chapter, just because we were having a lot of people reach out from different areas and they were afraid that they really couldn't commit because like, well, I'm not going to drive, you know, 2 hours, 4 hours to KC or, Columbia. And we didn't really want that to be the case. If someone wanted to be a part of something, we wouldn't be able to reach out and, you know, actually be a part of something. So we kind of wanted to expand, create another chapter. So kind of split the state in half. So if anybody wanted to, they could reach out to us and, you know, come be a part of our events or be part of the club.
Okay. So then, so you actually were, you actually rose through, you know, up from your, you know, hopeful villain status to captain of a new chapter pretty quickly then.
Yeah, it was kind of a surprise. The way that, you know, the chapters kind of split was really, you know, where was everybody living and residing? And then someone had nominated me as a captain and, you know, the current captain of Missouri kind of gave me confidence to say, yeah, you can, you know, you can do this. And I didn't put my name out there just because I was so new. But yeah, they thought that I'd make a good captain. And Josh is my co-captain, and he's been a guy that's been around for years and has traveled around and been a lot of different chapters. And I really couldn't have been able to be captain without, you know, him at my side.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, I love that, you know, and so many times it seems like you hear the stories about when a new chapter starts up, it's not, a lot of times it's not somebody that wants to wave their hand up in the air and say, I want to be the captain. And that's the vault point of it. It's usually the decisions made, well, it probably makes sense to have another chapter there. And some of the best captains, I think, are the ones that kind of have to be pushed into it. Maybe I think sometimes, or, they're just told by others, you know, reassured to say, hey, this is something you really, you know, need to do. So kudos to you, because I think that says a lot about potential and leadership, that other people saw it in you, maybe when you didn't necessarily see it in yourself initially, is that you could, you know, be a captain for that.
Yeah, it was really a baptism by fire, kind of getting put into it and learning, you know, all the rules and everything that goes along with it along the way. But I played basketball in high school and college, so, you know, leadership is not something that I, you know, fear away from at all, sure, but really try to embrace.
Awesome. Okay. I keep saying awesome. I'm on an awesome tangent today. I'm not sure why. Awesome. Everything's awesome. Oh, you know what it is? I just saw that stupid Lego. I didn't say stupid, but I was watching that Lego movie with my kids. So it's stuck in my head. That stupid earbug.
I don't have kids, but I've seen that.
Oh, you don't need to have kids to watch that. It's a fun movie, really. But I'll be darned if it didn't stick an earbug in my head from watching the stupid thing now. And everything is awesome. All right. So if I wouldn't get demonetized, I would go ahead and play the Everything is Awesome song right now when I edit this back in. But the YouTube gods would say, no, you can't do that. You don't have rights to it. So we'll just pretend, and I'll mention it. Everything is awesome. And there's probably somebody that's going to be listening to this out there going, damn it, now I got to sing that song in my head. So it works.
You just drop a couple Lego guy images.
That's right. I don't have any with me right now. I will for the, when I play this back, I'll have a Lego guy in my hand. That's great. So, okay. So let's talk for a second about, as captain, cause this is something, as you said, it's not a matter of fearing the leadership aspect of it, but there's a transition that has to take place as far as, okay, now, you know, I'm one of the guys that's kind of heading up the beginnings of a new chapter. What if you can for a second talk a little bit about what are some of the challenges, the biggest challenges that you remember facing starting out a new chapter as captain? I mean, it's obviously been a great success because you're 2 years in, celebrating your 2 year anniversary. So can you talk about, you know, some of those growing pains and what it was like to be captain of a new chapter initially and what some of your challenges were?
Yeah. Staying organized and trying to get people together for meets and everything to meet up all we can has been, you know, by far probably one of the biggest challenges that we've had. Because again, I'm so new, we didn't have a schedule. We're trying to plan it, you know, month to month as we try to meet, try to get together, try to organize, you know, planning events. So we do our meetings online once a month to try to connect and, you know, figure out new charity ideas or kind of talk about upcoming events, things like that. So I've heard stories about new chapters coming online and, you know, them just kind of fizzling out because it just was hard to get a new chapter started. So it was kind of, you know, one of my fears. I didn't want us to fizzle out. So, you know, staying organized, trying to stay on top of that was one of the biggest things, make sure that we stay active.
Yeah, I can totally imagine that being a fear. Okay, now what? You know, we're here, but now what? You need to make sure that you push for the growth and you stay active and you stay relevant within BV circles. I'm sure that's not always easy. How many guys do you have in the chapter now?
I think we have 10 members, and I think we have like 3 or 4 hopefuls at the moment.
Very cool. See, I'm not using awesome again. I did with very cool. My adjectives. That's funny. When you guys had the split, was it kind of like you ended up splitting with about 10 guys, or was it, have you grown a handful of guys since you did the split?
We've grown with a handful of guys since the split, since the expansion.
Okay. Expansion, good word.
Yeah. yeah, it wasn't, you know, kind of half and half. We didn't start out with 10, I don't believe. We've had some guys come on and then some family stuff come up. So they've, you know, had to step away. Okay. But now trying to get them, you know, back involved and see if they're ready to come back and stuff.
Good, good. All right, so 2 years in, you're celebrating, you're coming up on your 2 year anniversary officially. So cool that that's actually happening on the date. Talk to me a little bit about what's going to happen, what guys can expect coming into this weekend. Because it's, first of all, let me say congratulations to you guys on being able to keep up with it and make it still happen. Because I know that's not been an easy thing to have, especially this year. But you're having the 2 year anniversary party. So let's talk a little bit about what guys can expect coming into that weekend when they're coming.
Sure. Definitely with all the COVID stuff, it's been hard planning and we've kind of come down to the wire, not really advertising as much because there was, you know, tighter restrictions on occupancy for places. And we just wanted to clarify with all the venues that, you know, we were still good to go and they were still able to have the event before we were like, all right, this is 100% happening now. But, you know, Friday nights, a lot of the meets that I've been to, we've liked to, they've had just kind of meet up, a meet and greet. So one of the hotels that we're staying at, the last hotel downtown, we're going to have a rooftop area and we're going to get everybody together for a little meet and greet, a couple drinks, hang out, have a little fun. And then Saturday, we're going to have our registration start at noon at the Tin Roof downtown, close to Busch Stadium.
Okay.
And then 1 o'clock, we'll start the event. We'll have some vendors set up, Gnarly, Beard Co. and Gibbs is going to be there. I think we're also going to have Beard Justice is going to have a table set up there as well. We have 9 categories plus the best in show. So we're going to be doing the event from 1 to 5 that evening.
Oh, wow. Awesome. That's awesome. Very cool. I mean, that's actually early for some of the beard comps, because some of those start at like 5 o'clock and go on and then to the wee hours. And it seems like those kind of drag on. The ones that happen in the afternoon, a lot of times seem like they go a little bit smoother and they happen a little faster. So that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. With the venue, we know that, their local, regular business, you know, it'll, you know, tend to get kind of crowded to get pretty busy. And along with some of the restrictions for COVID, bars in areas in St. Louis are shutting down at 10 o'clock. So we didn't want to run into an issue where we get cut off too soon. So that's why we want to have it more in the afternoon. Let guys show up. We can have the event, hang out, and then spend a lot more time to hang out later that evening as well.
You guys were thinking. You guys were thinking. All right. That's the way to pivot, man, with the COVID. That's a good thing to do. So 1 to 5, registration, you said starts about noon, you said?
Yep.
Okay. I want to make sure that I'm passing on the correct information. So registration starts at noon. 1 to 5 is the competition-ish, depending on if it goes a little short or a little long, but make sure you're registered. And then after 5 o'clock rolls around, what's the plan after that? Is there a location? Are you allowed to stay there, or is it you guys are just going to kind of hit up St. Louis, or what's the plan after that?
We haven't planned for anything after that. We can stay at the venue. I mean, again, places close down at 10. It's downtown St. Louis, so there's a lot of places that are open in that area and closer towards the hotel. So, you know, anything can happen. There's a Stanley Cigar Lounge, which is one of my favorite places to stop at along the way sitting downtown. So maybe a couple guys want to do that and grab some cigars and head that way.
Ooh, that sounds fun. That sounds fun. Now, are they limiting specifically all businesses like that closing down at 10? So like that business would also have to close down at 10. I mean, do they basically shutter the city at 10?
Yeah. So that's kind of the plan. A lot of places are just, you know, 10 o'clock. That's the hard date.
Okay. So you need to find a hopeful who lives somewhere in St. Louis and say, we're going to his house.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'll give you a couple of weeks. So you can sort that out for sure.
Right. We're also planning on a get together on Sunday, you know, everybody getting together, take some pictures of all the chapters and all the guys that showed up. Our previous event that we had in St. Louis a while back at Gateway Harley-Davidson, we had a lot of the guys show up around the riverfront and graffiti wall and take some good pictures together before everybody had to head out and head home.
Awesome. Okay.
So we want to do something similar.
All right. So the plan is that if there's going to be like an official flag shoot per se for the event, that's going to be on Sunday morning. What's the location where you're planning on doing the goodbye breakfast or whatever you're calling it?
We're still planning that out.
Okay.
We're probably thinking maybe the riverfront around the arch area, but, we'll hammer those details down soon and make sure everybody has that information.
Good deal. Yeah. Send them to me so I can make sure I advertise it so everybody knows about it, as quickly as you guys decide on that for sure. All right. So let's get, I'm excited about what you guys do. I mean, 2 years in, you've got growth happening, and you're killing it with, you know, coming along with your 2 year anniversary party. That's so cool that it actually happens on the date of, and you're one of the few chapters that's actually holding on to an event and making it, you know, maintained because you're able to within the COVID year. So a lot of good things happen in there, Missouri Valley. I'm upset because I'm unfortunately won't be able to go because I'll be at a family wedding that weekend. And I've been told that I have to attend. So believe me.
Think about family weddings.
Yeah, darn it. Believe me, I was trying. I tried to figure out a way to make sense of it, but I couldn't. So one of the other things that I like to ask guys, and especially guys that have been leaders within BV or leading a chapter, can you talk for a second about within Bearded Villains and your experiences in Bearded Villains? Can you think of one or two instances that has just completely blown you away and just inspired the heck out of you and just left kind of an indelible mark on you as far as what you've witnessed in your years?
Yeah, I can think of two events. One was an online event. One was in person. The online event was an option to help a brother who fell into hard times or may have been a death of a family member. I don't remember the case, but it was an auction that happened and all the different chapters had donated, you know, stuff to auction off and raise money for the family. And seeing how much was raised really, you know, kind of brought me to tears. It's something that amazing. Everybody pulls together to do something like that. And I was thankful to, you know, be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
The other thing was brother, family hired a contractor and they came over to, you know, redo the house. And, you know, they demolished everything, but then ran away with the rest of the money. And, you know, the base of the house was just ruined. And so, you know, help signal went out, see if anybody could meet up for a weekend to kind of help, you know, sort this out and pull it together. I had some drywalling experience and some construction experience, so I figured I'd make my way down there. So I left, you know, early Friday night / Saturday morning to drive up there to get there early in the morning, kind of help clean up what I can and, you know, participate in the event. And there was a lot of brothers that showed up from, I think it was in Cincinnati. So guys from, you know, Tennessee, Detroit, Missouri, Iowa, I think there's a couple other places, you know, all showed up to pull together to, you know, fix this tragedy that, you know, fell on a brother's family. And, you know, met some really good people, a part of it as well. So, I mean, again, people being able to pull together, you know, go out of their way, help each other out. That's what, you know, really inspires me to make sure that I'm able to do the same for other people.
Yeah. That's, you know, that's, those are the kind of stories that we live for in Bearded Villains. And I love when, you know, those are the kind of things that stick with you and you can explain it to other people. When people ask, is it, it's just a beard club. Is it? No, there's a brotherhood aspect of it that's unlike anything else. And the fact that guys just drop everything they have, you know, or they will contribute to an auction in some way, shape or form, or, you know, something for people that they don't know that they call brothers. There's just something special about that. So very cool to hear. Those are cool. Those are really cool stories.
Yeah. I always like to, you know, tell people that reach out, like hopefuls, you know, sometimes reach out and it's like, hey, what can you tell me about Bearded Villains? And one of the things I always say is it's much more than a beard club. And that story that I told you is kind of the ones that I share. And you know, you get out of it what you put into it. And if you're able to come to the meets, to some of the bigger meets where, you know, you have a lot of people from a lot of places show up, you'll quickly see how it's, you know, it is a brotherhood. It's a family, not just some online beard club.
Okay. Well said. So that's going to pivot me right into my last question for you. You're talking about, you know, you get out of it what you put in, and let's talk for just a second. You're a captain. You've been around for a little bit here. What advice can you give to guys that are just coming in or are questioning about the Bearded Villains or just coming in as supporters, as far as they're just starting out with their BV journey themselves? What advice can you give to these guys?
Really be active, be a part of things, be a part of events, watch other chapters, see their events. If you have a chance to go to someone else's event at a state nearby or another chapter, go to it, meet the people, meet the brothers that are, you know, a part of the chapter, and, you know, get a feel for what Bearded Villains is all about. Because once you're able to go out and meet other people, different places around the world, you'll see that you'll have a lot in common with those people. And it's just a great thing. I've been able to travel to a lot of different places, and meet brothers from all over. I took a Europe trip and went to France and got to meet up with some brothers from the France chapter. And it was just phenomenal to hang out with them a couple of evenings. Went out to Sturgis with my dad and rode out there and was able to meet up with a brother from, you know, South Dakota. And, you know, again, the meets from Cincinnati, a camping trip up in Michigan. So it's just been amazing. Everybody I've met has, yep, take your words, awesome. So
not my word, but yeah, And so exactly. I couldn't say it better. And you've seen it. That's so cool that you were able to travel overseas. And I mean, and the cool thing about that, what's so neat about it is it doesn't matter what walk of life you've come from, what you did beforehand, what your history was, before BV, your brothers, and you may not speak the same language as a primary language, but you're there and your brothers, and that's all that matters. So Well said. Ryan, thanks so much, man. I think you're killing it, and I wish I could be there to participate and hang out with you guys for your second anniversary. But Oh, I'm going to find a way. I got to find a way to get down there sometime for sure.
Oh, no problem. And, you know, we'd love to have you.
Yep. I'm going to be watching for pictures and videos for sure. Cause I know you guys are going to have a great time. So thanks so much for talking with me.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. That was Missouri Valley Captain Ryan. Just so you know, the event for the second anniversary of the beard competition, is to support the Niestet Foundation. He posted a note here, the Niestet Foundation, who supports the veterans and active military. So great job, guys. Great conversation. Look forward to that, seeing pictures and all the good stuff that comes from that event for sure. Hello again. Everything is awesome. Everything is awesome. I'm going to stick the song in your back of your brain. Everything is awesome. Here's my little Lego guy. Hard to see. Hard to see it all. For sure. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'm just going to kick it off for something here. If you are looking for an all-natural beard oil that will not only tame your beard and coarse hairs, but make your beard soft and smell amazing, check out Pulpo Beard Oils. Veteran-owned and made for today's beards, Pulpo Beard Products combine the best beard ingredients on the market with incredible customer care to ensure your happiness. Whether you need beard wash, beard oil, beard balm, or some fun clothing, Pulpo is the place to go. Feel fresh, feel savage, feel confident with Pulpo Beard Oils. Go to Pulpo Beard Oils, that's P-U-L-P-O, beardoils.com. Use the code THEHEARTOFAVILLAIN for a discount on your order. Just going to jam out to some music there. Sure. Yeah. All right. So we're going to kick it off into our calendar of events, which has not really changed much over the last few weeks. And we're just going to continue on here. This weekend right now, currently happening, is the Four Corners Meet in Cortez, Colorado. If you're not there, well, you're not there. I don't know what to tell you. It's going on right now, so you should be there if you had a chance to be there. September 25th to the 27th, next weekend, the Missouri Valley second anniversary is taking place with the beard competition. We just heard about it. Beard competition, vendors, door prizes. There's a meet and greet at the Last Hotel's rooftop, 1501 Washington Avenue in St. Louis. Beard competition from 1 to 5 at Four Hands Brewing Company, 1220 South 8th Street, St. Louis. And there's a farewell brunch to be determined. October 3rd is Battle of the Beards 3 or 2020. October 3rd, Battle of the Beards 2020 benefits the Gresham House and is hosted by the Bearded Villains of Southern Indiana. The American Legion Post number 44, 711 State Street, Newburgh, Indiana. Battle of the Beards 2020 hosted by the Southern Indiana Bearded Villains. Also, October 16th and 17th, it has officially been canceled. We've talked about it. The Florida Summit. I should probably stop talking about it, but I'm going to anyway. Because it's still a weekend when the guys want to see you. They want you there if you have the availability to sneak into town. So hang out there with the guys if you want to go. It's just not an official event. October 16th and 17th. Hit up anybody from Florida just to see what's up. Then October 24th, the Bearded Villains of Indiana celebrate their fifth anniversary. The details are still kind of sketchy right now. There is going to be a charity event of some sort in the works. Everything else is up in the air right now because of COVID restrictions. So there is a plan in action, plan of attack, but details will be forthcoming. October 24th, the Bearded Villains of Indiana fifth anniversary. All right, and we are back and closer than ever. And back again. All right, guys. that is our calendar of events. I do want to say thank you to everybody for tuning in. It means a lot. Those of you who are here live again on the YouTube, appreciate it, guys. Appreciate it so much for you guys hanging out here, especially those of you who are up at weird hours in your given areas. Ryan, thanks so much for being my interview guest for sure. And yeah, that's gonna kick it off, guys. You know what that means? That means that'll end this episode, episode 48 of The Heart of a Villain. Please remember you can still buy shirts, patches, and pins at theheartofavillain.simplecast.com. Shirts, patches, and pins, and all available podcast episodes are out there as well. Remember, I want to challenge all of you guys to be the villain that the world needs you to be, because the heart of a villain never stops beating. Finally, guys, as I always say, it's okay not to be okay. If you are hurting, please find a brother to talk to. Remember, it's okay not to be okay. So for now, take care. Have a great weekend. Enjoy the week ahead. Stay safe, guys. And peeps cleaning up on hoarders. When Blige, Jelly, and I, we come together, transformers. So when we meet up, handshakes, bruises, and salutes. Every brother is different, fingerprints and attributes. One thing in common.